Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to Season 2 of Gotham Coach, the show that doesn't believe in boasting and bragging, so we won't mention the 4,000-plus downloads and the fan base that stretches over 50 cities and 30 countries around the world.
Because that would be doing too much.
Now, here's your host, the mayor of the Four Point Island, Tyrone Smith.
Y'all already know what time it is, man. I don't think I need to explain nothing further other than to do what I do, man. Y'all already know what I come to do. I do it every week. I've been consistent like I told y'all I was going to be, man. I told y'all your boy going to be more consistent. He going to be more consistent. And I've been following true to my word, bro. I've been extra super litty consistent all over. Man, I've been all that. I've been all that plus more. But y'all already know what time it is, man. We on episode number 6, man. That grind continues, baby. That grind continues. You already know how it go. Grind continues, man. Got him, coach. Episode 6, Season 2. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Hey, check it out, man. Got a lot to talk to y'all about before we get into the festivities of the situations of this episode. Look, shout out to all my France listeners, man. I love you guys, man. I don't know how to say thank you in French. I don't know how to say it unless I got Google Translator, and I ain't got the Google Translator with me right now, so I can't say thank you, but thank you. Over the past month, bro, France has been my highest listening demographic, man. That's tough. That's super tough, man. That's super tough. So shout out to all my France listeners out there. Shout out to Podmus. I've been featured on their website for 5 out of the 5 weeks in November. The show been featured for 4 weeks. Super, super thankful, man. Super thankful. You know, the main thing is a lot of people want to expand their brand differently. A lot of people want to do it in house. A lot of people want to expand their brand from within and then build out. I think the crazy thing about me and my brand building is I've been building outside to come back in, you know what I'm saying? And you know, this ain't a knock to none of my United States, look, Virginia, I rock with y'all. Cali, I rock with y'all. Chicago, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, I rock with y'all. Detroit, Michigan, y'all already know, man, I rock with y'all. But look, it's been funny because my expansion has been bigger than the United States. I've been, you know, shows listened to in China, show listened to in Japan, France, like as I just stated, Australia, Ireland, the United Kingdom. Like, look, it's been a worldwide expansion. Experiment. That's the word for today. Experiment. And I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. So now we got that out the way. Let's talk about the new merch that's about to drop. Look, I've been blessed. I've been blessed to do this going on 2 years. Do y'all know that March 17th will be the 2-year anniversary of Gotham Coach? That's crazy, right? 2 years. I've been doing this for 2 years. And from March to November when we first hit 1,000 downloads. Then from November to now where we're sitting at about 6,500 downloads. It's been a journey. And I'm appreciative of it, man. You know, and I always tell people that, you know, a lot of people will look at it and say, well, you got bigger platforms that get like 2,000 downloads in a day. You know, they get 6,000 downloads in a week. Let me tell you something, hater. I want y'all to pay attention. Pay attention to this exclusive breakdown media. Just pay attention to it because I want y'all to understand. When I tell people, like, I don't just say, like, I'm a one-man army. Like, I don't just say that just to make myself look good. Because, you know, I think I'm going to look good either way because I'll really be on that grind. Like, I'll be on that grind. I'll be on the grind to the point where I'll be having women scared to talk to me because they can't handle the grind, baby. They can't handle the grind and they feel like I'm too much. That's how important this grind is to me. But look, I've been doing this for going on 2 years now. You know, exclusive breakdown has been in place since January of this year, right? This year. Yeah, this year, because, you know, I was going through a whole thing, you know, trying to figure out if I wanted to, you know, keep the company legal name to Gotham Coach or if I wanted to, you know, make it a entity under a big old tree, you know. So, you know, it took me a minute to kind of get that together. So we got it together. But, man, like I literally do things on my own. So 6,500 downloads to a person who not only records, of course, y'all know me for being the media, the guy who does the show every week. So not 6,500 downloads is not only important to me. I haven't had a collab on this show. I've been doing this solo by myself. So for me to be able to do this show by myself, to keep it entertaining for people to consistently listen to it for 50 plus minutes is amazing. The fact that I have to go out and I have to fetch my own stories, which isn't a hard thing to do. You know, all you got to do is check ESPN, NBA. You know, if you're talking with the homies, they might hit you with a story that you may not have knew nothing about. But to be able to, you know, fetch a story, get my personal opinion on it, get y'all something to talk about. This is water cooler talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could go sit at the water cooler like, man, I'm wrong. Ron said that, you know, I was listening to this Gotham Coach and Ron said such and such and such and such. And that gives you something to talk about. You know what I'm saying? So to be able to do that, be able to write my own episodes, be able to edit my own episodes. So within the midst of a 55 minute recording, you got to think I got to edit it to my liking. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't do it under none other. I do it to my liking. And that takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So when you take the fact that I'm not only the personality of the show, I am also the producer of the show. I'm the editor of the show. I'm the writer of the show. And then on top of that, I still got to handle exclusive breakdown media stuff, like exclusive breakdown business stuff. Like, give me a round of applause, bro, because I'll be out here on grind, baby. Like, the grind, man. Y'all better recognize a hustler when y'all see one. And that's facts. So now that we got that out the way, did I talk about merch? I think that's what I was talking about. See, I'll be getting all into other stuff. But look, 4-Point Island merch Yes, Four Point Island merch. The infamous saying that I came up with that has grown into this big legend that everybody now wants to either say, man, I'm on that island, or, you know, I just bombed your island. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm that guy. I'm that guy who just created lingo that got you talking either in a, you know, I'm rocking with the island, or I ain't messing with the island. I'm that guy. 4 Point Islander merch will be coming very, 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 very soon. When I mean very soon, I'm talking within the next 2 weeks, bro. Next 2 weeks, 4 Point Island merch is coming soon. Now, I know y'all wondering. Daytona, you already got merch out. So why are you doing more merch? First things first. If you ain't hear what I just said about a couple minutes ago, I am your favorite hustler. So anytime somebody offers me an opportunity to go get another bag, I'm going to get the bag. That's first off. Second off, I got an idea for my for the merch. First, you know, I got an idea. So look, the merch that I'm doing exclusively with TeePublic, right? We gonna keep that. So I'm gonna let y'all be like, look, if y'all just wanna rock out to some, you know, if y'all want that NBA Jam inspired t-shirt, if y'all want some sneaker bandit gear, you know what I'm saying, if you want some Let Wrong Speak gear, bro, it's still there for you. Now, 4 Point Island merch, that's a whole nother shebang, man. That's a whole nother shebang. Because I've been wondering how can I take my merch to a whole nother level. And like I said, I've come up with lingo, whether it's Daytona 360, Hustle Bandit, Sneaker Bandit, 4 Point Island, Lock 'em Up, Rome, Spinning Around the World, Dylan Dillinger, Fire. You know what I'm saying? I've created a pretty decent lane for myself. You know what I'm saying? So, this is the best way for me to take advantage of it. I think this is the best way for me to take advantage of it. So, 4 Point Island merch is coming. It's coming very, very soon. I can't wait to get my hands on it. Can't wait to actually do a promo for it, man. I got my pictures back from my first promo shoot, and it's actually, it was amazing, man. It's amazing to see all your hard work and dedication, you know, being used in such a good way. Now, I must say, I am a fine chocolate brother, but I have a enormously big head. Like, my head is enormously big. So, you know, you had to take the good with the bad. I should have took pictures with hats on. All my pictures should have been with hats on. But nonetheless, man, I'm happy with when I came, but I was able to come out with the promo shoot. So, you know, man, it's been a great week. It's been a great week for the Exclusive Breakdown brand. It's been a great week for, you know, just me overall, man. I'm really trying to get to it. I'm living the life of, you know, just trying to make the best of what I can, living out my dreams since I was 17 years old. You know, since I've been telling people that I want to, you know, be in sports media, I want to be on sports talk radio. And, you know, not only am I doing that, but I'm doing it on my own platform. You know, it's going to be a little pushing tug, you know, it's going to be a struggle, but I'm ready, man. I'm ready for all that. You feel me? You know, you just gotta, like I said, man, Rome wasn't built in the day. You know what I'm saying? If you go to college, you know what I'm saying, you're not immediately going to graduate from a 4-year school. You're going to have to go 4 years, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, get the proper, you know, teaching that you need in your field or whatever, you know, and you're going to make it happen, man. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm having fun. I'm living my best life. I'm, you know, doing my best hustler ambition, man. You know, I got a lot of people, man. You know, I'm trying to make a lot of people, you know, happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make a lot of people happy. But most importantly, man, I'm doing this because talent is a terrible thing to waste. You know how they say a mind is a terrible thing to waste, but talent is just as worse as wasting your mind, you know? So, you know, that's me. That's me. So, hey, man, I think I did enough talking. Look, bro, last week I talked to y'all for almost a half an hour just about the Rockets and, you know, all everything that I went on. But that show, I went back and listened to that show. That was by far the littest show I had ever done, bro. Like, that was the littest show I ever done. Like, I'm listening, like, I normally don't like listening to my shows over because I feel like I hear myself record and then I have to hear myself again edited. So I don't like listening to myself. I don't like listening to myself multiple times. But this is the first time that I actually listened to a show more than once. I listened to the last episode maybe seven times, man. I was amazingly impressed with what I did, man. That show was super good, man. So we're gonna try to keep the same energy. We're gonna try to keep the same energy with this show. So y'all already know what time it is, man. Let's get into it, man. Episode number 6 of the show with Dwight Howard is about to miss 2 to 3 months out of this basketball season due to the gluteal injury that he suffered. Who knows when he suffered it, bruh? Who knows? But he gonna miss 2 to 3 months because he had to have back surgery. And with everything going on with this man right now, everything, I took the professional route. But when you think about it, gluteal injury, back surgery, out two to three months. Dog, my man's must look. I digress. Got him, coach. Yes. I'm your host, Tyrone Smith, a.k.a. Wrong Two Exclusive, a.k.a. Mr. Hustle Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sneaker Bandit, 4 Point Island, lock him up, wrong. Who be spinning around the world, brush to my hair, oh, I'm spinning around the world. Daytona 360, alive and in the flesh, and y'all already know what I come to do, man. I come to give y'all that Dylan Dillinger hot fire, that HEAT. Y'all already know how it go. Hey, so check it out, man. I told y'all last week that your boy was gonna be debuting some new segments on the show. Look, sometimes being repetitive gets boring. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta liven the show up. So after listening to last week's show and listening to the WTF moments of the week, man, you know, it just made me realize that I gotta add some more flavor to the show. You know, I can't always be so cut and dry. Talk about my week, you know, talk about people that's on my hit list. Oh, by the way, nobody's on the hit list this week. Everybody's safe this week. So no hit list this week. We good. But, you know, you get tired of people being on the hit list and that's how you feel. You know, I'm tired of all that. I want to add some different things to the show. Make it bling, you know, so here we go, man. Here we go. I think we might as well start off, man, I think, look, we started off with we did the WTF moments, but I don't want to do that. I want to say that, you know what I'm saying? So we going to say WTF for a little later down the line. So what we going to do is we going to go into this new segment, right, that I call Logically Correct Because I Said So. So let's get into it, man. Y'all already know what time it is. Got 'em Coach, episode number 6, season 2. Let's get it.
There's the right way, the wrong way, and Daytona's way, which could be a combination of the right way and the wrong way to you, but in his eyes, it's always the right way. Here's this week's Logically Correct Because He Says So.
All right, so debut of Logically Correct Because I Said So. So what we got, what do I have to be logically correct about? You know, like, what do I have to be logically correct about? Let me tell you what I got to be logically correct about, man. Look, the man Kyrie Irving, right? Boston is kind of making their way back into the resumption, the rejuvenance of, you know, being a elite team, I guess you could say. I mean, you know, their winners are 3 straight. They're 13-10. You know, currently sitting in the 6th spot in the Eastern Conference. Hey, you look at that East, man. Toronto out there doing it, but Milwaukee, Philly, and Detroit of all teams, bro. Detroit is number 4. How tough is that? Indiana and Boston and Orlando and Charlotte. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's tough. But look at the Wizards, man. You know, Wizards are 2 straight. They're only a game and a half behind. I told them, man, I was going to pull it together eventually. That's why I ain't did that Wizards story. I was going to do a Wizards story, who they need to trade. But I knew sooner or later they was going to get their act together. But look, we focused on Kyrie, right? So Kyrie, man. Kyrie said that he wants to play to his early to mid-30s, which means he probably got about, 5 to 9 more years left in the league. And this is what I think, man. I think that if you make the money and you save your money to be able to walk away from the game and not have to play 20 years and 25 years. Now, look, VC, look, no knock on this man, because this is the man that made a whole bunch of money and he's been smart and he hasn't spent it on crazy things. You know, I'm pretty sure he's invested well. I'm pretty sure it's just the love of the game for him. Now, Kyrie, I think he's going to be one of them guys that, you know, I mean, he loves playing the game, but I'm pretty sure he's just going to be in a situation where maybe he don't want to go to games. He's not going to want to go to practices. You know, he going to want to, you know, get on the boat with all the women. You know what I'm saying? You know, little snow bunnies, you know, blah, blah, blah. He seems like he's going to be one of them guys. Now, a man is about has a net worth of about $35 million, which is enough to keep you satisfied for the rest of your life. 35 mil? I mean, you know, you might have to scale back a little bit when you retire. You know, you probably ain't gonna be able to keep all 5-6 cars. You know, you might have to, you know, single it down to maybe about 2 or 3. You know, maybe one house, one main house, and one vacation house. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I'm pretty sure Kyrie is going to be in a situation where he's always going to have money coming in. You know, I'm pretty sure Nike's going to always do something with him. You know, he has a 7-year, $90 million contract with Nike. And he's been in movies. You know, Uncle Drew, I just saw that for the first time about a week and a half ago. And that was a really good movie. It was a really good movie. It was funny. Look, I don't like Reggie Miller as a broadcaster, and I definitely don't like Reggie Miller as an actor. I'm sorry. I didn't like Reggie Miller as a player. I don't like the way he look. I got a thing with Reggie Miller. But hey, look, he getting to his bag, man. So look, who am I to not like somebody who getting to the bag? But I don't like him. Let's continue. So, Uncle Drew, man. Uncle Drew was a really, really good movie. And a lot of people will say, well, Kyrie hasn't accomplished enough. You know, if he plays 5 to 9 more years, he's not going to be able to accomplish enough. You got to really look at his his accolades. You know what I'm saying? He's an NBA champion. He's a five-time All-Star. He's an All-Star MVP. You know, he's been on the All-NBA team, Rookie of the Year, or Rookie team. Like, he's accomplished enough. And I don't think that being, like, a Hall of Famer or something like that is what he wants to do. Like, everybody sets out to have a dream. Everybody has a dream. Whether it's play basketball, do media, we all have a dream. And it's just a matter of doing our dream to the best of our abilities. And whatever comes from that, it comes from that. Whether it be, you know, the million-dollar contracts, or the, you know, your own television show or your own radio show that's syndicated on within, like, 50 countries and, you know, 30 cities and 50 countries around the world, or, you know, it's like stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I look at this and I could plausibly see Kyrie playing about 5 to 10 more years. I could see KD playing about 5 to 10 more years. It's like, when you play, I mean, everybody said their goal is to win an NBA championship. Like, that's what they want to play for. Like, that's their sole goal of playing basketball. A lot of people say it's not about the money. It's about winning the championship and being cemented forever in history. I mean, Kyrie's done that. You know, honestly, if Kyrie didn't go crazy in them three games against the Warriors, do you legit think that the Cavaliers would have won that championship? No, not even close. So you look at it, and I can see Kyrie playing maybe his last couple years, man. I say, look, go for it, bro. Go for it. I mean, you didn't put up the money. I mean, you're doing movies, so money is always going to come to you. You're going to get a check from Nike. You know what I'm saying? You'll get a check from the league, you know, when you retire or whatever. I mean, it's always going to be money out there for you. And I'm pretty sure you're going to, it's other things that it's probably other endorsement deals and all other kind of stuff that you're in that's always going to bring you a bag. You know what I'm saying? So why not? Go for it, bro. Go for it, man. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Now, next up, we're going to talk about my logically correct because I said so. Let's talk about the homie Markelle Fultz, right? Markelle Fultz, as you all know, he is going to be temporarily out due to some nerve damage that he's suffered in his shoulder and lower back. And that's unfortunate, man. That's unfortunate for this guy because he just can't seem to catch a break. And you gotta wonder if it's Philly, man, because it seems like every high draft pick that goes to Philly, like, they always miss time. Their first round pick now is missing time, you know what I'm saying, with an injury. So you gotta wonder, what's in the water down there in Philly, man? I need to holler at somebody from the Philadelphia area and see what the heck exactly is going on, man. Cause y'all y'all can't keep no rookies healthy. But basically, he's out indefinitely with a thoracic outlet syndrome. And they're saying, like, that's going to, like, his shoulder and, like, his lower back, and it's causing, like, nerve damage and all that. It's unfortunate, man. The man is only 20 years old. And for him to be having those kind of problems, that's very, very sad. Now, you got to look at it like this. When he does come back healthy, is he a valuable option for Philly? And I say no. So now that I say no, we gonna have to think of teams where he's gonna possibly be looking to play if he wants a trade request. And I think he should get a trade request, because with Philly right now, everything is on the up and up. Philly is one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, so that means that every little thing that they do, whether positive or negative, it's getting scrutinized. And especially with this Jimmy Butler trade, Everything in Philly is heightened more. And you gotta wonder, is that too much for Markelle Fultz right now? Cause it's like, you know, Philly's games is on national TV every other day. You know, Jimmy Butler there, so you know coverage on Philly is gonna be there every day. So you gotta wonder if it's gonna be too much for him. And I think it is, man. I think it is with him. maybe it is the physical aspect, but his mental, bro, his mental is completely shot right now. It's completely shot. And you can tell, like, I would look at him on the court and it just looked like he looks like he doesn't belong out there. Like, he feels as if he doesn't belong out there. And man, basketball, I mean, it's talent and, you know, it's physical attributes, but it's mental too. If your mental not there, you seen what Jimmy Butler did to Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns? He destroyed their mental, bro, and you seen how bad they were struggling until he left. And then once he left, you see that at least Karl Anthony Towns, he went crazy. He's going crazy right now, but Wiggins is still kind of struggling. But still, at the end of the day, man, you know, that's a big thing, man. That mental is a big thing. So, five destinations we gonna look at for Markelle Fultz. And I figured the best way to do this is the best way I do everything when I do stuff is we gonna bring out the bells. We gonna bring out the infamous bells that I introduced on the episode of Dub Nation Part 3, where I asked for a 10 bell salute for the Cleveland Cavaliers stinking up the NBA Finals, stinking up the televisions and the phones and everything else that everybody watched the games on. I asked for a 10 bell salute. And so we're going to bring that back. We're not going to do 10 bells because I ain't got time for 10 bells. So we're going to do 5 bells. 5 bells. We're going to do 5 destinations for Markelle Fultz. We're going to do 1 bell for the least likely destination. And we're going to do 5 bells for his best destination. So let's get into it, man. But first, honorable mentions. We're going to do honorable mentions first. And these two teams could use a Markelle Fultz. Maybe not use a Markelle Fultz. But I feel like, you know, it could work. It could work somehow, some way. The first team is the Portland Trail Blazers, right? I look at Dame. Dame is one of the best guards in the league right now. Portland not playing so hot right now. They're 3-7 in the past 10 games. You know, they've lost 3 straight. They just lost to last night to Dallas, 111-102. So they're not looking so hot right now. But Dame is still one of the best point guards in the league. And I think for Fultz, the best thing for him is to go somewhere where he can, you know, learn behind an elite guard. Learn what makes him a good guard and just take advantage of his strengths and have an effective career from there. Look at Rondo. Rondo is a terrible shooter, but Rondo makes an impact on the game. You know why? Because he can still get to the lane. He can still rebound the ball. He can still pass the ball, and he still plays defense. And he's an irritator. He gets under your skin. That's why he's always a valuable piece to a team. He led the league in assists with the Kings 1 year. I mean, so that's what you see from Rondo. Tony Allen. Tony Allen couldn't shoot a lick. Not one lick. But he was able to stay on the floor. He was able to be a contributor, a consistent starter for the Memphis Grizzlies. You know why? Because he played defense. He played first team all defense. You know what I'm saying? So he was able to stay on the floor. He got on the best perimeter player, and he locked him up. Kobe said that Tony Allen was his worst, was the best player to ever defend him. Now that's saying a lot. So I think with Dame has come into the league with so much controversy. You know, he went to a small school, and you know, a lot of people felt like, you know, he couldn't play and this, that, and the third. And he's proven a lot of people wrong. He's evolved his game to be where he is now, and I think he can rub off on Markelle Fultz in that kind of way. So Portland would be an honorable mention for me. Cleveland. Now, this will absolutely make no sense whatsoever. Cleveland sucks. Cleveland isn't a very good team right now. I wouldn't say suck. Cleveland isn't a very good team right now. They have Colin Sexton already. But they got George Hill, who's a veteran point guard who could lead and teach those guys to be very good point guards. But at the same time, that's not going to work because Cleveland is just a whole clutter of what? That's what that is. It's a whole clutter of whatness. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole clutter of whatness. And I don't think that would be good for his morale. Now, going to Cleveland, it's not going to be a lot of attention on him, you know, because Cleveland currently sits at 5-18. So it's not like ESPN or TNT, it's not like they're going to be at any of the Cleveland Cavaliers games. So it's not like, you know, his game is going to be really critiqued. But he doesn't need to go to Cleveland. it's honorable mentions. It's not one of the destinations that I feel he needs to go to. So, you know, don't jump on me too bad. So let's start with this top five destination list from Markel Folks, man. First off, we're gonna start off with God. Why do we have to start here? Why do I have to start here? But hey, look, let's get it over with. First off, we're gonna start off with the team that decided in the midst of needing a point guard, right? They had a very not a elite type point guard, but a very serviceable backup point guard in Isaiah Cannon. And Suns Logic told them to release the point guard because they wanted to put the ball in Devin Booker's hands, and Devin Booker got injured with a hamstring. And, you know, yeah, so Suns Logic. Phoenix is gonna be my first. It's gonna be my first team. So how many bells are we gonna give a Markel Folks and Phoenix marriage? Toll the bell, please. Yes, one freaking bell. This is why. Phoenix is trash. I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going down nobody. Phoenix is trash. Yes, they need a point guard. This isn't that. That's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Now, you can look at it and say, you know, the team that youthful core, Folks, Booker, Ayton, Warren, Josh Jackson. I don't know why they're not playing Dragan Bender, but Suns Logic. You can say that the team can mold together and be a cohesive unit. You can say, well, Folks doesn't have to necessarily shoot the ball because Devin Booker can get buckets. They got DeAndre Ayton who can get buckets. TJ Warren can get buckets. Josh Jackson, whenever he decides that he wants to play some basketball, he can get buckets. So the core is there. All Folks got to do is just lead the team and get guys where they need to be. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Because you got to think about it like this. Phoenix needs a point guard. Devin Booker cannot be your point guard. I'm sorry. Devin Booker cannot be your point guard. So, with that being said, if Folks goes to Phoenix, he's going to have to play. He's going to have to play. He's going to have to play a lot of minutes. He's going to have to play consistent minutes. Now, we talk about Folks' jump shot, right? And I found this stat to be kind of interesting because, yes, his shot is ugly and all that other good stuff, but Folks actually shoots 42% for a guy who we all worry about his jump shot. Look, Folks can take the Ben Simmons route. Ben Simmons does not shoot a jumper. All his shots come from the inside. And if he takes a jumper, it's got to be like 3 seconds left on the shot clock. So maybe Folks going to Phoenix, maybe he can attack the lane and do certain things. But look, Phoenix is the worst team in basketball. They're 4-20 with a 167 win percentage. They've lost 6 straight. They're 1-9 in their last 10 games. And they released their only point guard, only logical point guard that they have on their team. Folks, if you ask for a trade, bruh, don't ask to go to Phoenix. And this is coming from a Phoenix Suns fan. Don't go to Phoenix. Go somewhere else. A public service announcement by Daytona 360 and from the good folks of Gotham Coach. Let's move on. Next up, we got the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic, who's currently sitting seventh in the Eastern Conference, winners of two straight, 6-4 in their last 10 games, tolled the bell for a Markelle Fultz Orlando Magic marriage. Yes. Two bells. Here's why. DJ Augustine is there. So if Markelle Fultz is traded to the Magic, he doesn't have to come in and be a full-fledged starter like he would have to be in Phoenix. DJ Augustine is the consummate professional. Veteran, been in the league 10 years. He's the guy. He's going to be able to guy who's going to be consistent. He's consistent enough to be a valuable point guard for the Magic. And he could teach Markelle Fultz a little bit, you know, teach him the ins and the outs, kind of get his confidence together, this, that, and the third. So I look at experience at the point guard position alone for Fultz. Now, it may not work because DJ Augustine is a solid backup and a guy who maybe can start about 15 to 20 games for you and give you some solid numbers. He's not a long-term solution. So eventually Markelle Fultz is gonna have to be the long-term solution. And I think he needs at least two more years before he's a valuable, you know, piece to where he can, you know, be out there playing consistent minutes. So that's why I give two bells for the Orlando Magic. Next up, the San Antonio Spurs tolled the bell for a Markelle Fultz San Antonio Spurs marriage. Three bells. Here's why I say three. At the end of the day, it's like this. Greg Popovich is by far the best teacher you can have. He gets everybody to play to their strengths and more. And more. He is going to be the one to get the most out of Markelle Fultz coaching wise. The coach out of Phoenix, he's not going to be able to do it. I don't think Steve Clifford is going to be able to do it. Greg Popovich will be the guy to get the most out of Markelle Fultz. It could work. He's not going to be asked to do a lot. He's not going to play a lot. He may start, but he's not going to be asked to play a lot of minutes. Greg Popovich, like I said, is one of the best teachers and coaches in the league. It could work. It could definitely work. I think with San Antonio, I don't think he's going to be asked to do a lot. You know, I think he's going to be asked to come along gradually. And I think that's what he needs. He needs to go somewhere where he's not required to be the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he needs to be somewhere where he could probably be like the second, third string, you know, get some minutes here and there. But it's going to be more tutelage and teaching with him. So San Antonio, that'd be the perfect spot for Markelle Fultz. Perfect spot. To an extent. Because there's still two more teams that we got to get to. So let's go to Memphis. and tolled the bell for Markelle Fultz and the Memphis Grizzlies getting together. Four bells. Here's why. Here's why. Mike Conley. You look at Mike Conley. Mike Conley is the most underrated point guard in the NBA right now. I don't even think that it's a topic of discussion of how underrated Mike Conley is. Every All-Star game, he has numbers that rivals the All-Star guards, but he never gets in. He missed a good chunk of last year with an injury. And this year he's come back because a lot of people felt like he was down and out. He wasn't going to be the same player. And he's come back and he's doing it. 21 points, 6 assists. Can't be mad at the brother. So Mike Conley is the best, could be the best teacher for Markelle Fultz. Memphis, nobody's paying attention to Memphis, so he can go down to Memphis and he can just do work. That's why I say Memphis is four. And last but not least, Houston. Toll the bell for Houston Rockets, Markelle Fultz marriage. Toll the bell. Five stars. Five stars. Five bells. Simple. Chris Paul. And I'ma just end it right there. Chris Paul, the greatest point guard of at least my era. Chris Paul. And I'll move on. So that was the first installment of Logically Correct, because I said so. Because I said so. You might not think I'm correct, but look, it's logically correct because I said so. So let's go into now is probably going to be my favorite segment of the show. My WTF moments for the week. Let's get into it, man. Got him, Coach. Season 2, Episode 6.
Got him, Coach is an equal opportunity show.
If you mess up, you'll hear about it from us.
This is this week's
What the Fuck moment.
All right, WTF moments for the week. I like doing these. I like doing these. These are funny. These are funny. These are funny to do. You know, it's nothing like getting. It's nothing like ranking on somebody who need to be ranked on. You know what I'm saying? So let's get straight into it. First of all, this isn't a laughing matter. This first one. This isn't a laughing matter at all, because, you know, domestic violence or any abuse to a woman from a man isn't something that you should joke about or, you know, laugh about or nothing like that. It's not funny. So let's get into this first one, man. As y'all all know, Kareem Hunt got released by the Kansas City Chiefs for a domestic violence incident that he was in February. He got released and he's probably not going to see the field for at least a couple years. I don't think he'll see the field for at least a couple years, because that's a PR. That's going to be a PR nightmare. Any team that brings him on, they're going to have to deal with that. And that's a whole different thing, man. Whole different thing. So recently, matter of fact, as recent as Monday, Kay Felder, University of Oakland player who once played for the Pistons and the Cavs and was currently playing for the Raptors G League affiliate, the Raptor 905s, I think that's what they call it, right? Yeah, okay. He decided that he was above not being caught and not being released by a team, and he decided to put his hands on a woman. So he got released. And he's going to be my my first WTF moment for the week, man. So, K. Felder, bro, go ahead.
First things first, two bell salute for Kareem Hunt's career. Now, we got another athlete who is about to get released for domestic violence. K. Felder. Bruh. What the f***? Really? Don't athletes understand that you are very, very scrutinized in everything that you do? It's nothing wrong with walking away from a situation. It doesn't make you any less of a man if you walk away. If you put your hands on somebody, then you have to deal with the consequences of not being an athlete and being scrutinized for the rest of your motherfucking career.
All right, so, I mean, like I said, you know, that it's nothing to joke about, bro. And these athletes don't be taking that stuff serious, man, until stuff like this happens. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Like, I commend, you know, these owners and everybody else for getting these dudes up out of here, man. As a man, the best thing you could do to save your butt is to walk away. It don't make you no less of a man. I think it makes you more of a man to walk away from a situation than to get yourself involved in the situation and then have to question why you got yourself into this situation. And that's just my personal opinion. So next up in our WTF moments for the week, we are going to discuss Tim Hardaway Jr., who at one point went like 6-for-26. Including a 1-for-11 game that he had played where it was 9.1%. And I had to get on that because Tim Hardaway has been my pick for most improved player. And I've been getting slack from everybody who says that Tim Hardaway isn't the most improved player of the year. And in the past two games that he played, he proved himself not to be a most improved player candidate. And it hurt because I felt so confident in this man being my most improved player. And then he goes out and he stinks up the joint. He stunk up the joint. But, I mean, he's gotten better. You know, his past two games, he put up 21 points in a win against Milwaukee, in which they went into overtime. You know, he put up 20 points in a three-point loss against the Wizards. But he shot 1-for-11. Tim Hardaway, take your moment, bro.
In a game in which the Knicks lost by 26 points, shot 34% from the field and 20% from three-point range, we're focusing on one player tonight. Hey, Tim Hardaway Jr., this is your defining moment, bro. What the was you doing tonight? You mean to tell me out of 11 shots that you took, you can only make one shot? 9.1%? Bruh, over the past two games, you and shot 6-for-26, which is a shooting percentage of 23%. What the is you doing, man? Come on, man. I gave you most improved player in my early season awards. I'm gonna need you to start playing like you the most improved player in the league right now.
All right, Tim, you pulling it together, bruh. You pulling it together. But, hey, your shooting percentage is horrible right now. I mean, you averaged the 22 points, but you shooting under 40% and 36% from three. I might have to take my most improved player. I might have to take that back, bro. I might have to give it to Zach LaVine. I think he was one of my honorable mentions. I might have to. But, next up on the list, we got the one and only Kawhi Leonard. As y'all know, he signed with New Balance. He left Jordan Brand and he signed with New Balance. Now, I was going to be the petty one and I was going to rank on Kawhi. But then I had to really think about what he did. And this is the same thing with Steph. It's easy to affiliate yourself with a Nike, a Jordan, an Adidas, a Reebok, heck, even a Puma right now. it's easy to affiliate yourself with those big time shoe brands. But hey, if a company that's on the up and up say, look, we're gonna throw you as much money as you want, be the spokesperson for our brand, you gonna do it. So this isn't for Kawhi. It's for all them Twitter haters that was out there clowning Kawhi for signing with New Balance. There's so many Jordan groupies out there, bro. So this for the Twitter haters, man.
I was gonna be the guy that was gonna rank on Kawhi Leonard for signing with New Balance. But after a careful review of the situation and me being my own situation of chasing the bag, I'm not gonna do it because I understand the hustle. This goes out to all them people who was ranking him on Twitter. So Twitter people who was ranking Kawhi Leonard for signing with New Balance, what the f- gives you the right to rank him? Just because you content with your regular 9-to-5 job that pays $7.40 a hour don't mean that you can rank a man who decided to leave Jordan and be his own man and be the face of a brand that's about to be up and coming. Get out your feelings and go chase your bag, bruh.
All right, and last but not least. Last but not least, we have the one and only Phoenix Suns. I talked about this earlier, but we gonna do the WTF on them. Steve, what do you do when you the worst team in basketball and you need a point guard? Release the only logical average point guard that you got on your team. So this is for you, Phoenix. This is my last WTF of this week. When you decided to release your point guard when you need a point guard. Really? Who does that? Phoenix, WTF, man. Last one. Let's get it.
Not only is the Phoenix Suns 4-19 and losers of 5 straight, they are in desperate need of point guard help. So what do you do when you're in need of desperate point guard help? You release your point guard. Phoenix, what the f- is you thinking, man? You mean to tell me that in your time of need of needing a point guard, you decide to release the only reliable point guard that you got on your team? Y'all have officially become the doo-doo of the league. And it hurts because I liked you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, my sentiments to all my Phoenix Suns fans out there. Look, it's a hard time for us right now. It's a hard time for us. I told y'all, I'm not rocking with Phoenix no more. They not my favorite team this year, but I'll still keep up. I'll critique from afar. But when they do something dumb, I gotta say something. I mean, they're 4-20. Like, I have every right to say everything that I'd say. Everything. Everything, bro. So hey, let's go ahead, let's put the end to this show, man. Let's get to the heat of the week, man. Y'all already know what time it is. Heat of the week.
Add some fire to your sneaker collection. This is the heat of the week.
All right, so this heat of the week we doing this week is from December 3rd to December 10th. We got 5 shoes that you definitely need to go cop. So first things first, we're going to start off with the Adidas Ultra Boost 4.0 Triple Blacks, which dropped on the 3rd. Still go get you some. Dressed in the core black and active red color scheme, the shoe features a full black prime knit upper matching black cage overlay and heel counters. Completing the triple black theme is a full length black boost midsole and matching rubber outsole. Hits of red is found on the insole and the outsole. So, you know, for all them Adidas fans out there, I know some Yeezy's supposed to be coming out soon. So you might want to go ahead and grab you some of them Ultra Boost 4.0s. Next up, we got the Carhartt WIPX Nike collaboration, which is dropping on the 6th. The collection will be comprised of 2 Air Force Ones, an Air Force One Low Utility, and a Vandal High Supreme, as well as an Air Max 95 silhouette. paying homage to the workwear synonymous with the Carhartt brand. Each signature Nike silhouette is reworked with a mix of rugged woven duck canvas, thick corduroy, and camo print ripstop fabric. Finally, accenting the rugged bases are triple sewn seams, riveted stretch points, hits of high visibility orange, and of course Carhartt's signature big square logo. Yeah, so definitely go check them out, man. Carhartt, man. Man, I remember when Carhartt used to be the thing. Like, you know, that's for like people who like doing like construction work and all that. But that was a thing, like when people was like legitimately wearing, going to stores buying Carhartts, like Carhartt jackets and all that. Man, I grew up in a weird fashion time, bro. Let's get into these Eric Emanuel X Adidas Crazy BYWs, which are dropping December the 7th. The high top sneaker boasts a cream-colored leather upper, complemented by contrasting three stripes branding on the sides and an Eric Emanuel logo at the heel. Pink lining adds a touch of flair to the pair, which comes equipped with tonal lacing. Now, I don't know who Eric Emanuel is, but the shoe kind of dope, so you might want to go check those out. Next up, we got the Off-White X Nike Air 97 Mintas. And I did not write down the release date, but this is Heat of the Week for December 3rd to 10th, so you pretty sure that's going to come out between, you know, that time frame. The tonal gray Air Max provides colorful detailing via a gradient swoosh, a new embellishment for Ablo's collaborative footwear. I think I said that right. That fades from teal to sky blue to a bright red and features a translucent.
Say what?
Outsole. I butchered that word. Y'all let me know what that word is. I feel kind of embarrassed. I should end the show right now, but I'm not ending it because look, this is what we do. Last but not least, man, the Air Jordan 11 Concourse was dropping December the 8th. The 2018 retro will include 45 on the heels, just like they did with the Space Jam release from 2016. All other details like a white mesh upper, black patent leather, and a dark Concord accent will be the same. The shoe will resemble the original pair from 1995. Now, there's going to be a lot of people with them Jordan 11s, and they're going to do everything that they need to do. They're going to sacrifice whatever they need to do to get them shoes on their feet, even if they got to take some money up out the rent box to get them shoes. They're going to do it. Shout out to my plugs who going to hook me up. Y'all already know what time it is. Y'all already know. Hey, man. But this been this week's episode, bro. This been this week's episode. I am super late recording. It is 3:00 in the morning. Don't ask me why I'm recording so late. But all that matters is that we get the job done. And that's exactly what I did. So Gotham Coach is about to get up off the mic, man. You already know. I am Tyrone Smith. Wrong to exclusive Hustle Bandit, Sneaker Bandit, 4 Point Island, lock 'em up. Wrong. I appreciate y'all rocking out with me. And I'ma holler at y'all next week. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Your support just helped the show get closer to that bag. For more info on the show, hit up Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Exclusive Breakdown. Talk to you next week.